guys here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is up, KOP Nation? It is Sunday night. It's December 21st, 2025. Hard to believe we are almost at Christmas time, almost at the end of the year, but is what it is. I'm Tanner Lee, co-host. Austin Shepherd is in the house tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. Shep, how we doing?
Good, man. It's been a quick while since I've been here. December's been kind of sketchy, but glad to be back. Glad to join you and Two Beards on their Christmas open house on Thursday. Cool. I made a random guest appearance with some guys. I had no idea who they were, but very, very interesting people, and was very entertaining. I don't know if you noticed, I kind of sat back and just listened.
Oh, I did the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was really entertained by those individuals. Yep. and picked up a lot. They all have their own personalities. They have their own viewpoints. And it was just, you know, kudos to JPJ and Plugo to bring, you know, 12, 13 random people that they work with in together. And just, you know, I just sat back and listened, had a toddy, chimed up every once in a while, but was one of the most enjoyable podcasts I've ever done.
Oh yeah, it was fun. And JBJ and Plugo, I mean, they've been doing good content for a while now, but I feel like 2025, we're giving them a nice shout out here. 2025, they upped their game, I felt like, and I think they're in for a big 2026. And KLP, we've had a good 2025. Looking forward to an even better 2026. And we thank you all out there for watching and listening every week. We got Steffi. She's here this week. Good to see you back, Steffi. Hope you're feeling okay. Hope you're on the mend. We got Stephen Chambers in the house. What's going on, Stephen? Hope you're doing well. And she said, hey, Shep, did you hear the news? I know what she's talking about, but
I have not been around a television in 2 days, so
I don't know. I believe it's what I brought up last week, and Steffi let me know this on Twitter a week or two ago. Starting in January, and she'll have to remind me of the date yet again because I keep forgetting. I apologize. Starting in January, her and Majin are starting a podcast.
About NASCAR?
A little bit of everything.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely, definitely when your socials hit, tag me, and I will definitely want to tune into that because that's going to be all over the board.
She's just not set yet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a little bit of everything. And I see she's brought up Greg Biffle, so it's Steven. Yeah, that was terrible.
No,
terrible strategy. Awful.
What an amazing human being. You know, I grew up. Obviously, when I watched NASCAR, you know, Biff was always around, and you know, always drove for Jack Roush. Was in a Ford car, so I never rooted for him. Right? Can't root for a Ford, you know, when you grow up in a Chevy household. And then, you know, he kind of went off and did his own thing. And then lately, here in the last 2 years, he's made a connection with Cletus McFarlane. We all know who Cletus McFarlane is, the big YouTuber down in Florida. And Cletus will race anything with a steering wheel. And him and Cletus made this connection. And he got Cletus racing some ARCA cars, which I think Biff owned half this team, but whatever. But what stood out, and I think it was Hurricane Helene, Biff and Cletus flew their own personal helicopters into the mountains to deliver supplies and rescue people that were just stranded for days. They rescued people, children. They rescued animals. They delivered water, food. Like, and this was all on their own dime. It was, and they could care less about the money. They did it because they were human beings and they cared. Yeah. So, RIP to Biff, his whole family. His whole family was on that plane. So condolences to them. There was a father, son by the last name of Dutton. So condolences to the Dutton family as well. Was absolutely awful. I know Biff was taking off out of North Carolina to go down and see Cletus for Christmas. I believe he was on the way. So yeah, thoughts and prayers to the Duttons, the Biffles, everybody involved.
Well said. Very well said there. Majin said floor ticket for AEW in Winnipeg secured. That's awesome. That is awesome. Love hearing that. It was funny last week on the pod show, Majin was literally bitching how AEW hasn't been to Canada in a while. Like, when are they coming to Canada? Then on Monday, boom, they drop like four Canadian shows.
Well, hey, I don't know what that guy has to bitch about. He's a maple syrup tycoon up in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
You know, but that's right. Now he can sit front row with green shirt guy.
Oh, green shirt guy. I like to have green shirt guy's money. Majin, I swear TK listens to you guys. I would like to think he does, but let's be honest, he probably doesn't. But yeah, we got a fun show tonight, everybody. This is one of my favorite shows of the year. I always like doing predictions. Everybody knows from our monthly pay-per-view predictions, which I believe, I don't know what your schedule looks like, Shep, but hopefully you're available. Friday night, I believe, is when we're doing World's End predictions.
I think I'm going to be free because
that's
the first day back to life after the Christmas. Holidays.
Yeah. It's so, right in between Christmases for me. So
it's back to life. My wife has had me on the road for the last four straight days. I'm lucky to be home tonight. I'm gone tomorrow night. I'm gone Tuesday night. I'm home Wednesday. No, I'm gone Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, gone Thursday. So I will be back Friday.
All right. Well, Pluggo's ready to roll. Paul's ready to go, which Paul can't join us tonight, but he did send in his content for later, which we're doing. If anybody hasn't seen, this is, like I said, one of my favorite shows we've done the last couple of years. We're going to be predicting every title holder in AEW for the end of 2026. And we will be revisiting our predictions for this year, for 2025, and see how bad we did. And we also came up with three bold predictions for AEW in 2026. So
yeah, I can't remember what my last ones were, but I can't wait till you read them to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't remember the bold predictions for everybody from last year. I remember mine, but I don't remember yours.
You didn't write those down?
I got all the title predictions down on social media. But one of my bold predictions I remember last year was that Cardona would be All Elite in 2025. Never came to fruition.
No.
One of mine, I think, is going to come true, but we might have to wait a couple weeks. I said that 2025 would be Jericho's last year in AEW.
That's pretty true.
I don't know what my other one was, though. So, yeah. Because you guys were like, no way, Jericho's last year. I just had a weird feeling. I just had a weird feeling that he was going to do all he could do in AEW. So, Steven, I hear you about being pissed off about an NFL loss. I'm pissed today that my Broncos had their win streak snapped by the Jaguars.
By Goldilocks, baby.
Oh, man, he played his butt off today. So,
hey, Steven, I was watching that Steelers game because I'm in a tight race for fantasy right now. It's kind of a big deal. That's a whole other issue. But St. Brown, the offensive pass interference, that saved me 7 points because my opposition has him. But he clearly pushed off.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Clearly pushed off. Now, it was a hell of a pitch back to Goff for the touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't cheat. Ball don't
run. It wasn't a push off. I hate when things like that get called at the end, but I got to say it was. Yeah. Steve's a bold prediction. Billy Starks beats Athena to win the ROH title, breaking Athena's streak. I like that one.
Wow.
Majin's got one here. 2026, Bayley crosses over to join Mercedes. Interesting. But we'll get into those in a little bit. But first, I do want Shep's thoughts and everybody in the comments' thoughts about MJF's return Wednesday night. I had a feeling it was going to happen. But I thought he was going to insert himself into the diamond ring battle royal. I didn't even think about him turning in his contract and getting in the mix for the world championship. But I love that he did.
It was definitely a curveball. Okay. I'm not saying I don't dislike it, but I feel like it really clouds up the world title right now, because it literally could go all four ways.
Yep.
Right? All four of them deserve it. All four of them can run this company and have shown they can. So, I mean,
does it take your intrigue up? Like, for me, I was looking forward to the triple threat with Hangman, Swerve, and Joe, even though we already saw that at Revolution 2024. But now with the four-way, like, my interest has went way up.
My interest has gone up. I agree with you. But it's not necessarily who's going to hold the belt. It's what side stories we're going to get out come out after it. Yeah,
that's fair.
Because obviously only one guy can have the belt. Right. Only one guy can have a rematch.
Right.
So the other two guys have to find something to do, and obviously it should be something together.
Yep.
So yeah.
Stephen Chambers said, "Love the MJF promo. Put down everyone. Even did the swerve dance. Absolutely sold me winning the AEW title at World's End. Guessing Joe taking the pin. A few things I loved about the promo. I thought he did a good job going in on everybody, including Joe. I love that even though they're both heels, he still got in Joe's face because Joe took that triple B from him. Mm-hmm. I love how Joe swerving Hangman for best business, so to speak, let him just go. It didn't interrupt him at any time and didn't even say anything after he left the ring. Like, they let him go, and it was MJF spotlight. I thought that was good. And I love how MJF used his spacing in the ring. He went to each person when talking to them. I thought that was beautifully done.
What do you think about the comments of MJF bringing up WWE? I don't get offended by this, okay?
I don't either.
I don't get offended by it. But when he compared him to P. Diddy, I know that's that whole thing is a shit show.
Right.
But I mean, he's toting the line right there.
Yeah.
Because that could offend some people. It really could.
Oh, I'm sure it did. And with the Diddy line, I was like, whatever. Like, it made me laugh. But like, I think it would have went better if he didn't even say P. Diddy, because we all know, like, he could have stopped after baby oil. Know who he was referring to, you know? He didn't need to go that next step. The WWE stuff, that was fine. I like how AEW gives their wrestlers creative freedom in that sense, and they can throw out other promotions' names, because WWE, they won't.
And he called him Shane through the whole promo.
Yep, I like that too. Because it's real, because those guys have been connected since the early days on the indies. And that's a feud I want to see, no matter who comes out of World's End with the title. We haven't seen Swerve and MJF one-on-one in a feud yet. I'm all about that.
Yeah, good promo. Makes it interesting for this match. I think it makes the match, believe it or not, I think it makes the match easier to predict now.
Well, I heard your prediction the other night on Beards. We'll see if you stick to it come Friday. And you heard mine too. So, you notice how Pluggo didn't throw his out?
Yeah, don't worry about it. And just to let everybody know, Pluggo will have the belt over his shoulder for the prediction show. It will get delivered to him this week. It actually left the secret location yesterday.
Left the bat cave yesterday.
Yes, it left the bat cave. So it will be delivered to one Pluggo.
Let's just take the strap off his ass like that, though. Let's make sure he's got to send it back to one of us within the following week.
Yeah, there's actually gonna be a little stipulation. The stipulation will be that since the belt's probably coming back to Rochester, and I'm not saying it's going to Paul. But Tanner is in Rochester one day a week.
I am.
So that was my little asterisk there.
That's fair.
The asterisk will be that he will have to deliver it and have a beer with us, like at the dam or something.
He doesn't drink though.
Well, they have non-alcoholic
beers. Yeah, he does that. He does that.
So, I drink.
Yeah. Well, no, really. Yeah. Are you sipping on anything special tonight?
Why? No, you know, here's the thing. I remember when you guys invited me to this.
Yeah, you were switching it up all the
time.
Dude,
I used to switch it up. We
new tequilas all the time.
Yeah, I would try to have something different every week. And, like, it was tiring.
It's tough. It gets tough.
It gets tough. And, you know, I like what I like, man.
Shut up, Majin. I got a beer tonight. I brought a beer tonight.
Yeah.
I got my Steve Austin Broken Skull American Lager
tonight. And so I just, you know, the older I get, I like what I like. So, yeah. I mean, every time you see me have a Yeti in my hand, it's club cherry club soda and some Kettle One vodka.
Nothing wrong with that.
Actually, it's some vodka from overseas because these sons of bitches won't sponsor us or even reply back to us. So I'm not even going to say their name anymore.
Steffi says she's got a Red Field special. Steven said, really thought Shep drinking apple juice or Mountain Dew. Little dig at Paul there, I think.
Yeah. Hey, just to let you know. You can go back to one of our 100 episodes or whatever, but there was a TikTok thing where people were putting tequila and apple juice together and the apple juice drained the tequila like smell and flavor. And I remember doing that and it was freaking true.
My favorite still, there's two still. My favorites that you ever did was that blue freaking
that moonshine. Oh my god.
And then Ric Flair's energy drink.
Yeah.
That's where you're like, that is awful.
It was. Well, in my defense on the whole moonshine thing is I remember they have flavors, right?
Right.
And like the Friday before we were watching basketball, football, I grabbed the red flavor of the moonshine and chilled it, drank it, and I'm like, oh my god, this stuff's nothing. So I went in there the next night before the pod, and I grabbed the clear one. It's called Blue Flame or some shit. I'm like, this is like raspberry flavor. And I remember shooting, and I'm like, I got about halfway down going, oh man, this is straight rocket fuel. And again, I can handle my own.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
But when you're not expecting it, I think I had some, I don't know if I had to pause it or what. I had a little water coming out of my eyes. It was good stuff. Never again, though. Remember when Sunny D came out with her own seltzer?
Yep.
And I started drinking it, and like I took a drink. I'm like, oh, man, this sucks. I took another big swig. I'm like, oh.
Yep.
I'm like, you can't tell the difference between real Sunny D and this. I thought that was a good one too.
Well, let's see here. Let's see if I can get this to work. I'm over on our YouTube channel on my other monitor. I'll share my screen here. Let me see if I can get this to work. Hopefully everybody can hear it. That's what I'm worried about. So I brought up the Woo Energy review. Let's see if I can. Hopefully everybody can hear this. That's what I'm worried about, that they won't be able to, but let's see. Which flavor is it, Shep? Which flavor is it for everybody?
Strawberry banana.
Strawberry banana, the Woo, Ric Flair's energy drink.
And if you don't like it, learn to love it, according to the slogan on the back. Wow.
I'm wearing an FTR shirt.
Yeah, you are. Actually, like if you look at the back, it is like it's only 30 calories, only 6 grams of sugar, which is really light for a energy drink. And then a bunch of other shit I can't pronounce.
Oh, boy. Down the hatch it goes. It can't be worse than that blue stuff you drank, that moonshine.
That caught me off guard. I didn't realize. Like, I had the red flavor of the week before, and it was just like nice, fruity. That shit was straight gasoline, and they talked about it. All right, here we go.
Wow, he went in.
Not even just a sip.
That's fucking awful.
3:45, and we're already hitting the E.
Right, I got it a little.
Did you finish it off? Right,
so let's put a little of that in there.
Some ice on it.
Oh, did I put? I didn't know I did. Cool.
When Shep doesn't show up for work tomorrow, we apologize.
So I give it a.
give it a little stir.
For everybody listening, that's a little vodka pour in with the energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
God, this is salute.
You know, I'm so glad Dax did alcohol reviews on his podcast because that started all of this.
Look at your face.
That's awful. Even vodka didn't make that is awful. Like, who? Seriously. I mean, I know his taste buds are burned from all the tequila Ric Flair has drank over the years. But to think that tastes good.
So glad I didn't order myself.
Oh, wow. I was brutally honest.
That was good.
I bought a six pack. Didn't I give the rest to Paul?
Yeah, and I tried one. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I mean, when vodka doesn't dilute the shit, I mean, come on.
Steven, I don't mind some prime flavors. Others I can't stand.
I have not even tried prime.
So, and I'm not a big energy drink guy at all. So,
but doesn't Prime like have a hydration drink?
Yeah, that's the one. I've had more of the hydration flavors. Some are all right. Some are just ass.
I mean, I know. Hey, Prime sponsors Kyle Larson, so I probably should try it. But
I like they have like an ice pop. I think is the flavor. It reminds me of like a popsicle. That one's pretty good. It's really sugary though, but. Yeah.
Well, you know me. I'm a big on the diabetes. So
diabetes.
Yeah, 6 grams of sugar.
Oh man. I'll have to look later during the show why we're rambling about stuff for some of the other I know I clipped you doing the moinshine somewhere. I'll have to
find it. Oh man. That was back in the old house too. That was back in the old
program.
When I did that. I bet my eyes watered like a little baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to find that. Good stuff. But besides MJF's return, anything else catch your eye this week on Dynamite or Collision?
No. And I think AEW has been on a really good roll here in the last 45, 60 days, maybe even longer. But I thought going into this, after the MJF thing, I think everything just kind of like, just, I don't know, floated on. You know, we got the Continental Classic going on right now.
Yeah, big upset last night.
I did not watch anything last night. Christmas party, shocker, my wife's got me on the road.
Kevin Knight over Okada last night.
We're going to talk about Kevin Knight later, just to let you know.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Kevin Knight later. At least on my paper, we're talking about Kevin Knight.
I got him on my paper. I tried not to look at Paul's. I want to be surprised by Paul's. I tried not to look at it, so.
But yeah, I mean, I just thought this week just kind of like pfft, under the radar.
Yeah, Alex Windsor and Mercedes lost two more belts. Windsor took both Rev Pro titles off of her on Collision. So yeah,
that's just only moving her up to one thing.
I love the story they're starting to tell. She's starting to lose them, and like she's starting to become distraught a little bit. It's great. But no, I think AEW's been rocking and rolling too, in my opinion, the last few months. I think they're heading in the right direction into 2026 for sure. But all right, let's look back on our title predictions.
Oh boy, these are
last year. Let's see here. Which title do you want me to look up first?
Let's go right at it. Let's go to the men's world title.
All right. So, men's world title, Paul, way off. Imagine that.
Kicking guy went down, right? I love it.
He went with Switchblade Jay White.
Oh.
Which injury. Switchblade's been on the shelf.
He's been on the shelf. Yeah.
But, I mean, I remember when he picked it last year. I'm like, that's pretty bold, but I like it. I went with Hangman Adam Page. Technically could still be. I don't think he's going to be, but could be.
Yeah. Could be.
You went with MJF. Might have something there.
I like my pick.
And somebody commented on Instagram last year that his gut feeling was Darby Allin.
Not a bad pick as well.
Nope.
Not a bad pick as well.
On the women's world title, you went with Toni Storm. And both Paul and I went with Willow.
You know, Willow has had a good year, but she's still just waiting for that little bit of a bump.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about the bump Tony Khan takes backstage with his coffee.
Oh, boy.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Hopefully Tony doesn't listen to this.
If he does, I love you, Tony, to death. Love to sit some front row Jaguar seats. I'm just saying. She's right there. She really is. She'll get there. She'll get there. Mm-hmm. I'm confident she'll get there. Although, I'll tell you what, she's not on my paper for tonight. Just let you know.
You know, looking at these, like, not a lot of us have, well, going down the list so far, I'm looking at TZ, not a lot of us have, like, current title holders. But damn, a lot of us had, like, that title was on this person at one point this year. And for the TNT, you had Kyle Fletcher. So close.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I had Jay White off there. Paul had Hook.
Nah, it's Paul.
Yeah. TBS, all three of us pretty far off. I mean, Mercedes has held it pretty much all year. You had Sky Blue. Paul and I both had Queen Amanada.
I got a wild one tonight, just to let you know.
I like it.
Wild one there tonight.
Well, speaking of wild one, last year we did the international and the continental. This year we're just doing the unified, even though coming out of the C2, there might not even be a unified. But I said, screw it. I hate that there's so many titles. Hopefully the unified's a thing only coming out of the continental, so we're just predicting unified. But last year we did international. I went with Hologram. Way off. Paul went with Shelton Benjamin. Not very close. And you went with Max Caster. Yeah.
That was a good pick, Shep.
That was a swing and a miss there. Continental, because we did, like I said, both, Paul went with Kyle Fletcher. I went with Adam Cole. That makes me sad. And you went with Eddie Kingston.
Okay.
Tag team, I went with the Hurt Syndicate. Didn't think they would win it so early in 2025 as they did.
It's a good pick.
Paul went Brody King and Buddy Matthews. Didn't know Buddy was going to bust out his ankle in February. And surprise, surprise, Shep went with FTR, who is the current tag team champions. And the trios, you went with the Elite, as in the Bucks and Okada.
That's not going to happen.
Paul went the Elite, the OGs, Kenny and the Bucks. So good on him to predict that they'd be back together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went with Rated FTR, Copen FTR. Not happening.
Not happening.
Not happening. So those were our predictions. Yeah, those were our predictions last year, our title predictions. So, but now on to this year's title predictions. And I got Paul's over here. He sent via email. I got my own, of course. Shep, what title do you want to start with?
I'm going to go out the gate swinging. I want to predict the TBS Women's Championship.
All right. We'll start with Paul.
Okay.
Since he's not here. He is going with Alex Windsor. And he put an exclamation. He says, I think this is the perfect way to get gold on her. This is something that can be built to. And even if she wins it at Winter is Coming, I think she ends 2026 with the gold.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
You want to go next?
Sure. I think this is somebody that's going to get a huge push in 2026. I think she's been shadowed. Her husband's been pushed back. But for some reason, she's still on main TV. I'm going Ty Mello.
All right. All right. Get on board with that. I had one lady's name written down, deleted it, changed it, put a different one today. I'm going with Megan Bang. I know a lot of people think big gold with her. I think she needs to taste another kind of gold first. See how she does with that. But I think they need to do so. They need to strap, put, wow, that about sounded really bad. I will change what I was going to say. They need to put some sort of gold on her in 2026. She's got that unique look. I mean, I still wouldn't have minded it back in Dynasty if she would have been dethroned Tony Storm, even if it was a quick run, but that wasn't the direction they went. So
Megan yep. Payne. I like it.
Steven's saying Jamie Hayter, TBS title. She's always a safe one to throw out there for, sure. for titles. Up next, we will we'll stick with the women. We'll go tags. And we didn't have women's tags last year. So this is the inaugural prediction for the women's tags. And I'll start us off. I'm going with the Sisters of Sin. So, okay. Yeah, some combination of those. Probably Julia and Sky, but could be Tekla too. I'm going with Sisters of Sin.
I got something that is maybe a little bit off the beaten path. I feel like the tag team title will be a builder title. Okay. Just to get ladies on the main roster, and you'll see why I say main roster in a minute, and really elevate them and get them into some mainstream. I'm going with Layla Gray and Red Velvet.
Ooh, all right. A good way to get those ladies some constant TV time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And I know they feuded at ROH, but yeah. I can see them joining forces and making a little tag team run.
Well, crap. Paul and I agreed. That's not good for me. He says, Sisters of Sin, this team has proven time and time again they have what it takes to be champions of any caliber. I agree that they shouldn't have been the first champs, but they should be champs by the end of 2026. Fair. What title next?
Let's do, you know what? Let's go world title for the women's.
World's title for the women's, and you can start us off.
This one maybe is a layup, but by this time next year, your world title women's holder will be Mercedes Moné.
We're 3 for 3. We all said that. So, and Paul's explanation was, as much as this pains me, I think Moné spends the first half of 2026 losing her other titles, then challenges staff for the AEW Women's Championship, picks up the victory. She will also become the longest reigning champion.
There you go. I can see that happening.
Yep. Steven has a few comments here. He says, if Layla Gray gets well from a torn ACL.
We got a year, baby.
And then says Willow beats Stat for the women's title. So, yeah. Yeah, I could see that, Steven. I could see Willow being the one to take it off Statlander because of there's a lot of history there with those two. So I could see that.
Sure.
All right. So we got the women's wrapped up. Let's go. Well, we did the women's tags. Let's go with the men's tags. And we'll start off with Paul here. He has, wow. Okay. He has the Outrunners. He says, I think this will be a winter is coming setup where they pull off a quick victory over the champs, win the titles, dropping them quickly in 2027. You guys agreed, didn't you?
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, I feel like I got to break these out when we talk about the Outrunners, even though I didn't pick them. But
yeah. I have the Outrunners.
Yep.
Yeah.
What was your thinking behind that pick?
My thinking is you know, they had a little push with FTR. FTR turns heel. Outrunners are kind of left stranded. They started doing some ROH stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've really clicked. They got some really good catchy sayings and moves.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is their year, actually. I see them winning the belt sooner than later, I see them actually taking the belts off FTR because I think FTR will want to put them over.
I think Kope and Christian take it off FTR.
Depending on when they come back, but
right.
Yeah, I really think that they will have a title reign in 2026. Hopefully it's at the end of 26. So I get a little bragging rights over you guys.
Steven says
actually over you since fucking Paul picked with me.
Yeah, he picked with you.
Fuck.
Steven's going with Gates of Agony. All right. All right.
Yeah, as long as Wolverine's on the fucking shelf.
I'm going with Jurassic Express. Jack Perry and Luchasaurus. Assuming they're still a team by then. I don't know. Jack Perry's looking good in the Continental Classic. Like, he's getting over as a singles act too, so I don't know. But I feel like if you split them up, I don't know if Luchasaurus can get over as a singles babyface. I don't know.
No, he can't because he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And I know in this crazy world of professional wrestling we talk about, he's still a fucking dinosaur.
He's still a dinosaur, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, but
yeah.
He's a performer. He's an athlete, obviously. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's good in the ring. And
he's a good worker.
Really,
yeah.
He's a really good role at what he's doing. Yeah. I'm not trying to dog on him, right?
He's a really smart dude away from the rest
of the world. He's got his PhD.
He has a PhD in, like, philosophy or something.
Yeah, me too. but I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, if you take Jack Perry away from him,
yeah,
you literally have a 6'5" dinosaur that paints his face green.
Yep. And they tried the heel turn, and I liked it at first. And I know he got injured for a little bit and he got sick, but it just didn't go very well. So, all right. Where do you want to go next?
See, we've done that.
Let's do
TNT, man.
The TNT title. We'll start with
Paul. And if he says who I say, I'm changing my shit.
Paul, the same TNT title prediction back to back years didn't work for him this year, so he's trying another stab at it. Hook. He says, honestly, this just makes sense if you want singles gold on Hook. He isn't world champion material yet, but having the TNT championship works for him.
Okay. I don't disagree with Paul.
Why do I have a feeling we're going to agree on this one, you and I?
Because I talked about it earlier.
Yep.
I have Kevin Knight.
Me too.
Yeah.
He's going to hold some sort of gold in 2026. The dude is a star, a future star.
I almost had him and Speedball as tag.
I did too.
But I think they, by the end of next year, I think they split.
That was my exact logic. And I even thought about putting Speedball, spoiler, I didn't. I even thought about putting Speedball as a singles title holder on here, but I didn't. Yep. And Steven says he thinks TNT will be Speedball. So, yeah, I think Kevin Knight's fun. He's got a bright future.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go national title next. The newest title on the men's side in AEW. Hard one to predict because we don't know how they're going to incorporate it, really. But I'll start us off here. But my thinking here is, all right, so their vision of the title is this title can be defended in any promotion. So I'm like, okay, it's got to be a guy who can bounce around a little bit and go into promotions. I think this guy had a hell of a 2025. I think you could make a case for him for being wrestler of the year in 2025. Bandido.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't disagree with that one. I have one that technically isn't currently signed to AEW.
Oh.
But when you make the point, he needs to bounce around and can take this belt anywhere.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Gabe Kidd.
Oh, I wasn't who I thought it was going to be. Okay. Damn it.
I think it's a matter of time before we see Gabe Kidd.
You've been saying that. Yeah. You've been saying that. I mean, his contract's up right after Wrestle Kingdom with New Japan if he doesn't resign.
Yeah, and he's made many appearances with the Death Riders in AEW, and he's a fit there.
Yeah,
I mean, I could almost see Gabe Kidd coming over first of the year, and he's the one kicking Mox out of the Death Riders.
Yeah,
So
yeah, I think Mox is starting to turn babyface. That promo he cut on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Stephen Chambers said national title Kevin Knight beating Ricochet. I could see that. Paul for his national champion went Jack Perry. Jack has proven he can get over whenever he goes, wherever he goes, excuse me. And since TK wants this title defended everywhere, Jack is young enough he can fit in that travel schedule. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. So we have trios left, the unified title, and the world title. We'll save world title for last. So you want to go trios or unified next?
Let's go unified.
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 Well, you start us off there. And we're going to look like idiots when they don't have a unified title anymore. And it's a Continental title and an international title. And Tony brings that up with another title. And yeah.
I had a hard time with this one, but he's holding titles in other promotions right now. And I think once Mox is out of the Death Riders, he will shine. I have Claudio.
I like that. I like that. Paul went with Takeshita. Says tensions rise between Okada and Takeshita, leading to a one-on-one match where Takeshita manages to pull out the victory. Also ties into bold prediction number two.
Now, I think his bold prediction number two, and I battled this because I actually had this guy wrote down in my world title reign is Takeshita. Sorry. I don't think you can put this belt on him until his English is better. And yeah. He can talk, even though he's got Don Callis, okay?
Right.
You know, he's got the AEW version of Paul Heyman.
Yeah, we
got
to give Callis some props. That dude's good on commentary.
He is. He is.
Even though he's an ass, he's good.
He's good. He's entertaining. He does his job. He makes
even gives the opponents compliments. Yeah. Like, of the opponent of his
like, you talent. You want to like him, but at the end of the day, you're still pissed at him.
You hate him, yeah.
But I think Takeshita physically, ring-wise, he's there. It's just it's hard to put your world title on him with his type of mic work. And I go back to this. If you go back 10 years in TNA, their world champion was he left AEW, went to WWE with Penta. Yeah. He was the world champion, but Penta couldn't talk.
Right.
So I feel like they're in the same boat right now. Their in-ring work is awesome. We want to watch them every week. We want them on TV every week. But when you have the world belt, man, you got to be able to talk. So
mine. Assuming this guy comes back and he's healthy and ready to rock, I went with Switchblade Jay White. He's been bit by the injury bug ever since he joined AEW. But I feel like if this guy can get back and get healthy, he's a big enough name. He's a big enough talent. He's good enough in the ring, good enough on the mic. He needs to hold some sort of gold, just trios gold.
That he can go across the pond and be recognized in New Japan and stuff like that and get a pop.
Right. So probably have more hopeful thinking on my part. But all right, trios. Titles. Let's see who Paul picked here.
I'm going to make you laugh.
Paul went with the Bang Bang Gang, and he says the Guns and Juice. This group is highly entertaining over with the fans, whether they are faces or heels. If these three stay healthy, that's the key, they could have a good run as trios champs. I went with kind of a not a very bold prediction, but I went with the Elite, Kenny Omega and the Bucks. By the end of 26, I think they have one more trios run together as champs.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a pick here, but this also is one of the three bold.
Okay.
Okay. Just because we saw him on TV about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, 3 weeks ago, and they still put stuff on social media. Your trios champions, Dark Order.
You sound like Paul.
Paul's I don't know. I don't know why it came up today. When I'm thinking about this, I'm like, you know what? There's a reason they put him on TV a couple weeks ago. There's a reason they're still putting their stuff on social media. They're still relevant in their eyes.
They still have a following.
In AEW's eyes, they're still relevant to them.
Fair.
So you got to do something with them. So there you go.
Fair. All right. All right.
And that is one of my bold predictions.
That is one of your three bold predictions.
It's a lump thing. Well, my bold prediction is Dark Order will win it sometime in 2026.
All right.
Not saying they hold it at the end of 26, but they will win it in 2026.
All right. And lastly, who do we think is going to hold the biggest title in the company, the Men's World Championship? At the end of 2026.
So if you would look at my paper in front of me, I could kind of show you, but I have four names wrote out and three of them scribbled out.
Okay.
I wrote a name, scribbled it, wrote a name, scribbled it, wrote it out, whatever. And I'm going to go with this. And he deserves it. He deserved it this year, but he got injured. Will Ospreay. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you right now. I had Darby wrote down, scribbled out. I had Takeshna wrote down, scribbled out. And I had Swerve wrote down, scribbled out.
Scribbled out. Okay. Yeah. I could see all three of those guys. I think Will be a world champ in 2026, AEW, when he comes back. But I don't think he ends the year as champion. I have the protostar, Kyle Fletcher. Taking it off Ospreay.
I say quarter four next year will be a best out of two out of three between Fletcher and Ospreay. And they will mimic Ospreay Omega matches in New Japan.
They have had a great rivalry already, a great handful of matches. But you know what I want to see, even though I love Will. He's over with the fans. If they run that back, I want to see roles reversed. Heel Ospreay, face Fletcher. I think that would be an interesting wrinkle.
We haven't seen a heel Ospreay in a long, long time.
He was like a tweener when he was appearing on AEW. Like he was trying to be a heel against like Kenny and Brian, but the fans still liked him.
Well, when he was with Fletcher, Davis and right. Will and Will Cobb, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Or Mark Cobb or Will Cobb? Mark Cobb.
Jeff Cobb. Jeff.
That's close.
Yeah.
When they had whatever their alliance was, and you can
United Empire.
Yeah. They were heels in New Japan.
Right.
So when they came over, they tried to be heels, but everybody cheered Ospreay.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let's see who Paul has.
Is Jeff Cobb still in Connecticut?
Yeah. That's not his name. It's, God, I don't even know. I don't even know what they call him, to be honest. He's still with Solo's group.
Is he?
Yeah. Paul is going with MJF. He said, currently the longest reigning champion. I think he will do it again starting mid-2026.
I mean that's a good pick.
Yeah.
It's a good pick. I just
JC Mateo, thank you. Thank you, Steven. Jeff Cobb, JC Mateo.
That's what they call him, JC Mateo. Oh my gosh. Come on.
All right. So now we'll move to our three bold predictions for 2026. And if you have other ones, you can throw them out there too. But three was the homework assignment. Shep already shared one of his Dark Order holding gold in 2026. Let's see. Bold prediction number one for Paul. This is pretty bold. Steven, he didn't write down the right last name, and I'm blanking on Steen's last name. Borden. He said Broden. That's why. Steven Borden debuts, gets in a tough spot. Darby tries to save him, and Steven pushes Darby away because he wants to do his own thing. So he's pretty much saying Steven debuts and eventually turns heel, pretty much.
Okay. I think I saw on social media about 2 months ago he made his in-ring debut.
And he technically made his AEW debut last week in a dark match.
Oh, okay. So he's already doing dark match.
He won.
He's doing dark match.
But Sean Ross Sapp couldn't confirm if he is technically All Elite yet or not. But if not, the wheels are in motion to make that happen.
Okay.
So, yeah. My first bold prediction, Majinari said it earlier in the show. I didn't want to bring it up because I wanted to save it, but he already said it. Bayley to AEW in 2026. I think her contract runs out in October, I believe. So it'd be late 2026. But I think she's done everything she can in WWE. She's best friends with Mercedes. She's good friends with Stat. I think it's just one of those things. Going to a fresh promotion would be great for that wrestler.
So let's back it up. And I sent you and Paul a text yesterday.
Yeah.
Andrade showing up at Hog Wrestling.
Yep.
And he was one of those guys that was released and had one of these TKO non-compete clauses that was stupid, right?
Yeah, it's supposedly a year and his lawyers are trying to fight it.
Right. So he shows up in AEW.
Yep.
Gets a cease and desist letter.
Yep.
We haven't seen him in 3 months. Shows up at Hog Wrestling last night.
Friday night. Which was in New York, and AEW's taping their Christmas Eve and Christmas shows in New York as we speak. Just throwing it out there.
So Bayley runs out in October.
I believe that's what it is. So
if it is, I mean, she's under TKO now. Does she have to wait the 90 days?
Each contract could be different. I don't know. I don't see Andrade didn't think he was under 90 days, and he was. And then it's I don't know.
Okay.
Steven, going back, he thinks Cope's going to be the AEW World Champion in 2026. He said another bold prediction, Pinnacle reuniting MJF, FTR, and Stokely this time. And he thinks Killer Cross will be All Elite.
Really?
Oh, boy.
You got to steal my shit, Steven?
Is that number two for you?
Well, it's not Steven's fault.
Yeah.
It's Tanner's fault for putting that shit up on the screen already.
our viewers and listeners think like us. I mean, Maj is saying Bayley to AEW. Steven saying Killer Cross to AEW.
My number two was Killer Cross.
With Scarlett?
With Scarlett. Yeah, but I wanted to have the asterisk there.
Yeah.
If he came over, I don't want him to get the Lance Archer treatment. Because I feel like he has a lot of similarities with Lance.
Yeah.
But I think he could do some really good shit in AEW. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially with her as his valet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
I think but if I...
That
if
was
I
number two. Thanks, Tanner.
I'll be careful Steven. Next time. I think when they left TNA, it was because of something with her and Callis. So they would have to get that smoothed over. I believe. I could be wrong. I thought I read that somewhere. There was some stuff. Yeah, she accused Callis of some stuff.
Not wearing socks.
That too. that is a heel move. But I know they said on Chris Van Vliet's podcast, Inside Chris Van Vliet, whatever promotion they go, like say it is WWE, AEW, TNA, any of the big ones, wherever they go, they're going to be flying a flag. Like that is going to be what they hope is going to be their last stop. So it'll be interesting.
Makes sense.
Ooh, Steven's got a good one. Hopefully this is it. Another one you
know. Nobody is ever guessing my last one.
He said Nakamura at Forbidden Door.
Ooh.
I don't know his contract status, but I like that. Now he needs a fresh start somewhere. Excuse me. All right. So I'll throw my second one out there. In 2026, we will see a women's match, main event, a pay-per-view. We have yet to see that in AEW. To close the show, I should say. They've done these like three main events, but to close a pay-per-view, we will see a women's match so at some point on pay-per-view in 2026. Close the show.
And I think there's only two women that can do that.
Tony and Mercedes.
Thank you. And I think it'll be one of their marquee events.
Well, it should have been Tony and Mariah May, Revolution, with the curtain closing and everything. But then we got Cope versus Moxley to close it out. And they should have closed it with the women. It was Mariah's last match, Hollywood ending in Hollywood. It was just perfect, and they screwed it up.
How's Mariah May doing nowadays?
Blake Monroe.
Yeah. What happened last Tuesday?
Lost the title in a kerfuffle, as I'll call it.
A kerfuffle?
Kerfuffle.
Can you spell that?
No.
Can I get that with a vowel, please?
And I'm pretty sober. So, I mean, I am drinking, but I'm not drunk by any means. So. Paul's bold prediction number two is Takeshita turns on the family after Don tries to help Okada retain his championship. I don't think that's too bold. I think that's going to happen.
But here's the thing. God, am I sticking up for Paul?
Yes, you are.
Shit. If you have Takeshita turn face, which I would love because I think he's kind of funny.
Yeah.
He's got to get better on the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then he doesn't have any mouthpiece.
Right. For him to go up against Don Callis, who is gold.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's a bold pick. So, yeah.
All right. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
God, I'm never agreeing with Paul again.
Steven's got a good one. I do think this is going to happen in 2026. I didn't put it down, but I agree. Women's Continental Classic. Yeah. They should do a Women's Continental Classic. Yeah. And Steven says, get Funaki at speed dial. It's a good one. Last bold prediction. We'll start off with Paul here. I like Paul's here. I hope this comes true. Wardlow returns and can actually stay healthy for a run. I wanted to pick Wardlow as one of my title holders, but the dude can't stay healthy.
I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm putting Wardlow in the Wolverine category.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here you go. Yep. I'm telling you right now, because at this time next year, they're going to be towards the end of their contract. And I think towards the end of their contract, they're going to make a unprecedented run like they came in. So, I predict FTR will have the greatest match at the Tokyo Dome on their way out for the titles. Now, I predicted the Outrunners. Okay. I don't think it'll be against them. I think they'll go against the New Japan title holders. But that's going to happen. They're going to have a run next in 2027. FTR is going to have a run because they're on their way out. Because they said we're signing a 4-year deal.
Yeah.
When we're done.
Yep.
And that's what they told us.
Yep.
And at one point in time, they held four belts, right? I think they're going to have that run in 2027.
Okay.
So it starts with FTR, Tokyo Dome, Wrestle Kingdom, New Japan. Tag team champions.
You just really wanted to work FTR to Tokyo Dome into the same thing. So you found a way to do it.
I'm going to get a t-shirt made, I think.
There you go. Steven Chambers, good one. Wardlow returns and pulls the squad.
I mean, he's not wrong.
And Modest said, you put him to sleep with your FTR talk.
You know what, Majin?
Oh boy, here we go.
I just wish I was on your level.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You are a maple syrup tycoon.
Yep.
You probably have private jets that fly you all around. I'm excited for your podcast in January. I will chime in. And
there we go.
I'll take free samples because I love maple syrup, by the way.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
There we go.
My third one's pretty bold. And I felt better about, like, this one's been on my mind for a while. But I felt better about it before I knew that TNA got the AMC deal. But I'm still sticking with it. Collision is announced in 2026 that Collision's moving from Saturdays to Thursdays.
On TBS or TNT?
Stays on TNT. It's just moving nights from Saturday to Thursdays.
So you want a little competition there?
A little competition. I think they stick with 8 to 10, which TNA's going to go at 9, I believe. So you get a little competition there. And with TNT not having the NBA going forward, it opens up that night now on Thursday night. But the thing I could see halting this is, I think, whenever this Netflix, Warner Brothers, Discovery stuff gets finalized, and I know AEW's under contract through 2027, maybe that halts them moving any programming because of that. But I'm going with it. It's bold. Probably won't happen, but I'm going with it.
I know you can't look back, but I'm pretty sure one of my bold picks last year was Shane McMahon showing up in AEW this year. Wasn't that one of my bold picks last year?
We talked about it so much last year when there was rumors of him popping up. That might have been one of your bold predictions.
Yeah. Didn't him and TK meet at some airport or whatever?
Yep. Yeah, there was a photo. Yeah, it just never came about. So Thursday Night War is AEW versus TNA on AMC.
I mean, hey, I think it's huge for TNA to get that.
It's very good. They're the promotion who just won't die. They should have been dead three different times in their history, and they just won't die. Well, good for them.
But this latest, I think NXT is saved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were
NXT saved them.
And WWE relationship saved them. It did. But good for them. Good for them. I used to be a big TNA guy back in the day.
I will make you a bold prediction. Because I think AMC or TNA debuts AMC January
15th. Yeah.
Santana will be Kazarian, right? Am I saying that right?
Kazarian, yeah.
Kazarian, yeah.
It's not Mike, but it's Frankie.
Frankie. Kazarian. Frankie.
Kazarian, yeah. Cows.
Santana will beat Kazarian for the world title to open up their tenure on AMC.
Yeah.
The title will go back to him. Because when he won the title, it was such a feel-good story. They build up to it, and then all of a sudden, TNA went dark. And, you know, then he lost the title to Frankie out of nowhere. And but, yeah, I think he is your future of TNA going forward.
All right, so I'm going to share my screen again because I found some of our bold predictions
on
our YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't already to our YouTube channel. Appreciate it.
Like and subscribe if you like looking at us, jabronis.
Let's see.
Oh, boy.
Let's see which one. Here's one of mine.
Do we think Darby's going to win the world title at any point in 2025, guys?
No.
Well, did you want to do two bold predictions in a row, Paul, or are we just all giving it now?
Let's just go give our second round.
All right, because you just said it, so that was one of my bold predictions. Darby Allin will win the AEW World Championship at AEW All In Texas. I'm even.
Oh, you're giving it. Ooh.
It's close. He returned it All In, but
it's close.
Didn't win it. Oh, great. Took me clear to the top. Really? Now I got to scroll all the way down again. Really?
You have a lot of unflattering pictures of me on those.
I don't pick the thumbnails for the shorts.
The thumbnail. Yeah,
I could. I could. Oh, we got to play this one real quick. This isn't a bold prediction, but this was a classic one where this was when JPJ got a little fired up on our pod.
Oh boy. Drinking out of a styrofoam cup. I don't care what cocktail you drink. I don't care if you're a Jack and Coke, a Captain and Coke, a vodka soda, a tequila, and
gin and lemonade, like JPJ.
I like a gin and lemonade.
Yeah. It tastes so much better in a styrofoam cup.
Yeah, because you know you're dying as you do it.
And if you fall over, you're not going to shatter a glass.
Yeah.
It's true.
You're just like, ooh, I'm just drinking out of something I shouldn't be.
I know this thing will still be alive.
Bad for my liver.
That thing's going to outlive you, brother.
It'll outlive my kids, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's gonna have to be clipped. That whole segment's gonna have to be clipped. That's gold.
Drinking out of. Oh gosh. Oh god, the fun times we had with those guys.
Oh man, that was a good one. Come on, where's these bold predictions at? Damn it.
The best part is about having JPJ is doing a prediction podcast on a Friday night, where he gets off work and goes to a brewery with his lady friend, and then comes and tries to, and then Pluggo just follows with him. Oh, so good.
Here's a bold prediction.
My second bold prediction of 2025.
Oh boy.
And this actually puts a little tear in my eye.
I wish.
No, it does.
No, Majin's comment.
Oh. Oh, FTR.
I think it's affordable.
FTR splits up in 2025.
Oh, shit. Hey, thank for a good thing for you. They didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
for your fandom.
I contradicted that.
Yeah. Man, we are awesome at these bold predictions.
But didn't they face each other in a singles match in 2024?
24, 23. Yeah,
they faced each other in one of the
Owen Hart, wasn't it? Wasn't in the Owen?
The Owen. They faced each other. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, Paul, that was a Dark Order one. We already know that. Oh God, did I say something about Collision last year? Oh Lord. All right, I am predicting that Collision will move to Thursdays in 2025. Sometime eventually in the year. They're moving away from Saturdays to Thursdays. The only thing I'm not certain of,
you just copied yourself. Like to
counter- I'm going to miss it 2 years in a row, probably. I had no idea I said that last year. I remember the Cardona one and the Jericho one.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. That's funny. Lord. That's good stuff.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you actually have a reason now because of AMC NBA, and TNA.
Yeah, and the NBA so not actually, being on there. But.
Yeah, you actually have a better chance now than you did last year. So,
oh, God. Let's see. Do we have any other? What's this?
You had a bold prediction with Cardona. Was that me, probably?
I did.
Oh, that was you.
I did. Here's something with Copeland. Oh, God, it's Paul. All right.
So this one is kind of pulled from something you did last year, Tanner. Copeland returns, but he returns as a heel and ends up joining the patriarchy with Christian.
Okay. I do want to see him and Christian again one more time somewhere. I don't know how to get there, but yeah, that's
good. I think being heels would be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, they did get back together, but they did it as faces. So,
faces, yeah, which was the right move, I think. All right, let me play one more bold one, and then we'll start wrapping it up here.
I mean, you're not gonna go find the moonshine one, right?
Oh, I'm gonna work on it. I'm. Yeah, that's my announces. AEW announces.
Anyway, my second bold prediction for 2025 is. And I've already kind of felt like they've teased this a little bit. We're going to get the introduction of a new women's championship. And I don't mean a new design. I mean a third women's championship. Maybe it's even a tag women's tag.
I almost put a tag team. That was almost one of mine. It was a woman's tag.
So yeah, I could see it. There's been so much tease.
Wow. Good for Paul.
So did Paul get one more than you?
Yeah. Well, I got Jericho. Assuming that happens. I mean, we're
assuming,
I guess. But Paul did get one, right?
You're not going to know that until Jericho shows up at the Rumble.
That's true. Over in Saudi Arabia. Stupid. Fail. All right. I got to find this moonshine one. Then we can wrap it up.
A lot of clips. Well, you got to remember that moonshine one had to be 2023-ish.
Yeah, it's
that's when I moved to the new location.
I'm trying to look at Shep Singh's Creed.
Oh God, don't play that one. I must have been drunk.
No.
Hey, just to let you guys know, back in the day, I used to like partake when they were on Wednesday nights before when we would do this at 10:30. Like,
yeah,
it was bad.
I found it. Close to rubbing alcohol there.
Shep, what do you got?
What in the hell?
Is it worth it?
I was just getting ready to ask that.
If you drink sparkling.
How did that happen? I had it.
Oh, my gosh. You got to go all the way back down now.
Played like five of them. I don't know what happened there.
This is
great audio content for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody's looking at us going, you guys are a bunch of jackalopes.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
It's fine.
Steven said another bold prediction. Jetspeed breaks up. Knight joins the Hertz Syndicate.
Ooh. Could work.
All right, I gotta find this one again.
I think those two guys are super talented, though. Speedball and Jet. Speedball and Knight. They're really good.
Hopefully this plays this time. Close to rubbing alcohol there.
I'm an idiot. God dang. I literally, 30 seconds ago, I went out and grabbed it out of the freezer.
Look at the haircut there.
And
high and tight.
That was my old right. too over in this.
We're going to see.
Bottoms up. I just got a boring old Coors Light tonight, so. What a face.
Whoa. I think if I burp right now, it'd be flames. Oh, that's awful.
That was awful. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not envying you on that one.
That had no... That had no blue flavoring at all. Like, I thought that'd be like some blue raspberry. Yeah, that was
close to rubbing alcohol.
Oh, shit. The dumb shit I used to do when I was immature.
Oh, so good. So good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this has been fun. This has been fun. Looking into future, looking back in the past with some clips. Been a fun show. Anything else, Shep, you got that you want to talk about before we...
I don't. I want to give a quick shout out to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Daniel, Steffi, Steven, Majin, Darby Allin fan, whenever he joins in, right? especially Majin, I give you a bunch of shit, but I truly appreciate everybody listening to my dumbass. It makes it fun. It makes me enjoy this crazy sport we enjoy. We can all get together and talk, whether we agree or not. We all get together and can talk about it. So I appreciate all y'all. I appreciate Pluggo JPJ for bringing us into their crazy world and then helping us and joining with us. It's awesome. Appreciate it. Paul's not here, but damn it, Paul, we appreciate you too.
Yeah, okay? It sounds like though going in 2026, his work schedule is going to change, so we should be seeing more Paul on Sunday nights.
We'll get some more Paul.
Yep.
I need somebody to pick on.
Yeah,
but I appreciate Paul. I appreciate Tanner. Tanner always does all. He ramrods this whole shit. He's the producer. I'm just the pretty face. but thank you guys for a fun 2025. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying the merch.
Yep.
You fucking marks. I love it.
Yep.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. We appreciate y'all. And I can't wait to have a fun 2026 with you guys. And just to let you know, I'm still going to drink vodka soda in 2026.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm not doing shots of moonshine. Maybe.
Maybe.
Unless I find a new flavor. Maybe.
some kind of punishment, maybe.
Last place of a pick has to do shots of moonshine.
Paul will die. Okay. but you said it real well. I mean, this isn't our last show of 2025. We still have World's End predictions coming up on Friday, and we'll be back next Sunday with our World's End reactions. That'll be our last show of 2025. All right. But it was a good. Everything you said was really good.
I'm in the holiday fucking spirit.
I love it.
Let's rock and roll.
I love it. I got another user. I want to give a shout out. I had to look up his username on YouTube. He's another one of our foreign list viewers. He views all of our episodes the next day, which I really appreciate. TGY, and it's at KAWYJIBO_. So I believe, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, I know he lives in Europe. I want to say it's Turkey, and he always views our stuff the next day. So, but always comments.
So if he comments, I want to ask him a question. If he comments, he lives in Turkey.
I believe so.
So in the States, one of the harshest whiskeys /bourbons is Wild Turkey.
That's right.
It's 101. Does he have that in Turkey? It's an honest question.
All right. There you go. Right.
Do you have Wild Turkey in Turkey? Honest question.
Yes, Stephen, Merry Christmas to you. Majin, Merry Christmas to you, even though you're a jabroni as well. And he said he still got to watch his favorite Christmas movie, Little Die Hard.
Oh, come on. Best Christmas movie ever is Bad Santa.
I learned that about you the other night on Beards.
We talked about that.
Yeah. But thank you, everybody, for always tuning in with us. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. We'll be back, like I said, Friday and Sunday. But if you don't already, follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Follow me at Tannerly92. You can follow Shep at TheShep27. You can follow Paul at PaulZartman87. Make sure you're following us on wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Give us that 5-star rating and review. That's a free way to help us with our show. We really appreciate it. But if you feel like spending some money and supporting our show, you can do that on KickingOutShop.com. We have T-shirts. We have hoodies. We have zip-ups. We have mugs. Look at that.
Oh, did I tell you the mug story?
No.
So I have a service manager, great guy. He's been with me for 2 years now. He's younger.
Mm-hmm.
He's younger than you, Tanner.
I think I know who it is, but we won't throw him out there for everybody.
We won't throw him out there. So he starts. I walk back one day, you know, good morning, have my cup of coffee, you know, shoot the shit, and he made a comment. He goes, "Hey, you're not wearing that teal shirt with the oranges on it." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, I don't have a teal shirt with oranges on it, which I do, but I don't. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I walk into his office. He has the fucking white coffee mug of what Tanner just showed of me in the teal shirt with the oranges on it. Yeah, he's got that. And I'm like, he's like, "Yeah, my brother says you're on a podcast and he listens to you, so I hopped on there and bought the merch." And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus,
awesome! I did not hear this. I love it."
So every morning when I walk back into my service department, the motherfucker's drinking out of them the KOP mug. So
great, love it. Free advertising. I love it.
And he knows zero. He knows zero about professional.
That's even better. So you can buy a mug like Shep Service Manager has, or like the one I have at kickingoutshop.com. Or if you're just looking for a t-shirt, and if you're looking for an exclusively designed t-shirt, Pro Wrestling Tees, we have Pro Wrestling Tees store. All the designs on there except one, you can only get on there. There's one design that's crossover, kickingoutshop.com and Pro Wrestling Tees. So if you feel like supporting us by spending some of your money, that'd be great. That'd be great. But if not, give us a rating and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's a free way to support us as well. And until Friday, thanks for joining us as we'll be kicking out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night.